Okay, so it's an interesting halacha that this halacha is not found in the Gemara. That if you say Zokef Kifufim before Matir Asurim, there's no point in saying Matir Asurim anymore. Right? So is this what does the Mishnah Berurah have to say about this? Is this normative halacha? Since we're not actually saying these brachos anymore when we do the things.
Right?
We say all these brachos all at once. So what difference does it make if I say Matir Asurim before Zokef Kifufim or Zokef Kifufim before Matir Asurim?
Not only that, but it might be a bracha levatala if it's not said in the right time.
So that's the fear. That's the whole point. Anytime someone says, I'm not sure if you should say this bracha anymore, we already start to get nervous and we say, all right, don't say it. Okay? However, I must counter that opinion. The opinion that safek bracha uslahakel, and give me a proof from something we all did this morning, if you're Ashkenazi, I don't know if you're Sephardi, if you have the minute, is that something we do all day that shows that this halacha, safek brachot lahakel, you're familiar with the halacha, right?
Yeah.
And there is a doubt, brachos, don't make the bracha. Right. Only applies to birchos hanehanin. Not apply to birchos hamitzvahs. Only to birchos hanehanin. Right? What's the proof? This morning, a barach da'al ha'ashal rosh? Problem is, one Gemara says that there's a bracha on the shal yad and a separate bracha on the shal rosh. It's one brachas. At the end of the Masechta, it says two separate brachot. Right. However, there's a Gemara in Menachos that says Yesh rak bracha achat al tefillin. Right. Soch bentayim mevarech shtayim. So what does that mean? So if you interrupt it, then you have to make a separate bracha. The shel yad soch means spoke.
Right.
So the shel yad picks up the shel rosh if you didn't speak, but the shel yad does not pick up the shel rosh if you interrupt it. Right. So how does Rabbeinu Tam, how did the Ashkenazim who make two separate brachas understand that Gemara? It's only if you speak in between that there's a bracha. How can you make a bracha every day on the shel rosh? So Rabbeinu Tam Paskins, the Pshat in that Gemara, if after you said the shel yad bracha, you interrupted, you have to make two brachas on the shel rosh. Soch bentayim, mevorech shtayim. You get it?
That's shel rosh.
If you spoke in between, you have to make a bracha, and that's halacha. In Shulchan Aruch Paskins that way, Mishnah Berurah, all the Ashkenazic poskim. In the Shulchan Aruch, I mean the Ramah paskening in the Shulchan Aruch. So soch bein time. If you put on the shel yad and then you interrupt and start talking, say, oh, what can I then put on the shel rosh? You still have to say asher two bracha, asher kisham mitzvah esvan on the yachtvelon, asher kisham mitzvah esvan on the in order to make sense of both gemaras. Right? The gemaras seem to be contradictory. Anyway, what did we do this morning? What did you do after you put on your shel rosh? I'll meet you here after tomorrow. Okay. What did you do after the shel rosh? Put on the shel rosh. What do you do? Why? Why are we saying that? Svardim gamomim? No, because in bracha.
Kach posik Rambam. Okay. Yemenit.
Rambam. Rambam. Okay. Right. So we say Baruch Shem. Why do we say that? When do we say that? Baruch Shem.
If you make a bracha by mistake.
If you make a bracha by mistake, right? Baruch Shem. Oh, Baruch Shem. Sorry, I didn't mean to make that. Right. So why are we saying that? Because we're afraid we made the bracha unnecessarily? If I was afraid I was making that bracha unnecessarily, I wouldn't make it. No, kamash malom, when it comes to a birchas ha-mitzvah, I do say it. So why am I saying brachshim ben mochson ved? In deference to the other opinion. Okay? In deference to opinions, it's just one. Okay, let's get back here. So when you start walking, rokaha aretz al hamayim.
These are brachas of mitzvah?
These are brachas ha-shevach. Right. This is sometimes, you know, you ever see that the Taz says, what's the nature of the bracha of Shechita? It can't be a bracha of mitzvah. Why? It's not a mitzvah to eat meat. It's not a mitzvah to shecht. Korban Pesach, you shecht. If you like a good rack of lamb, you got, you know, you go to the restaurant, you don't have to make it. Anyway, there's no mitzvah to shecht in the Torah. There's a mitzvah. If you want meat, then shecht. That's that. That shouldn't get a shecht. Right? So comes the Taz to say in the beginning of Shechita that the bracha before Shechita is a birchas hashevach. That the rest of the world shoot animals. They let the animal die slowly on a rack. And then,
is there a difference between that and a hechsher mitzvah, like when you're building a sukkah?
So there's no bracha on a hechsher mitzvah also. Right? There's no mitzvah to build a sukkah, because if I find a built sukkah, if I find a halachic sukkah, I just move over the schach a little bit and I have to build it. Right? You don't have to build a sukkah, you have to sit in a sukkah. Right? So too the bracha under the chuppah. Asher kedisham mitzvah sav, v'tzivanu al harayos. What kind of bracha? Asher osar lanu is. What kind of bracha is that you forbid us to have relations with a woman we're not married to? What kind of bracha? That's also a brachas hashevach. So these are brachas hashevach. Let's go on.
But there is a mitzvah to get married.
There is a mitzvah to get married. There is, definitely. It's just that the bracha then should have been asher kedisham mitzvah sivanu to get married and have children. But that's not the bracha. It's the chuppah. Could be when, and then you have to ask, so why don't we make that bracha? But the bracha is asher osar lanu osar rusos v'hitir lanu. It's a brachas hashevach that we have an institution called marriage. Okay, so rakah haaretz al amayim again. When these brachas are based on psukim, mostly in Tehillim. We said them today. Hashem al bishar amayim. Hashem so ohev tzadikim. Hashem. So Kev Kufufim, Hashem, you sound familiar, right?
Zimran.
And the first bracha after Ashrei has a lot of these. Okay? Bokar Ritzalamayim is a pasuk in the parak Kuf Lamites. All right? All these are all things. We look in the Tehillim, and it inspires us to count our blessings, literally, of all the things that work in the body. Right? Because if some of these didn't work, we'd know it right away. Now, the next one. You see it says, She'osol li kol tzoki. Therefore, since this is unique to me, I didn't say zokef kifufi, you know, you made me be able to stretch out. You made me be able to open my eyes. Does a blind man say pokeh chivrim? What do you think?
Yes, no. Because other people can see.
Yes, because other people can see. I might tell a story about a blind man who's walking in the street late in pitch black with a torch. So someone says, well, are you crazy? How is that helping you? So it's obvious, the same answer. Right, someone else would see me carrying it and say, don't go there, there's a lion in there. Alright, so you get the point?
Mm-hmm.
Alright, so li kol tzoki, however, is unique to me. When is this bracha? What's the bracha for? So li kol tzoki.
Shoes.
When you make your lunch, when you put on your shoes. Shoes is considered tzorki.
Why?
Which is why of all the things, you don't say don't wear a belt on Yom Kippur, you say don't wear shoes on Yom Kippur. Connects you to the ground. It's your basic. I mean, if you look at the four categories of things we don't do on Shabbos: food, clothing, leather for shoes, and building for houses. That's all. Look at the four categories of things. It's brilliant. Torah says you just spent 210 years slaving for Paro. Now I want you to learn how to build a Mishkan so that you can learn the basic fundamentals of what humans need. Food, clothing, shelter, shoes. Right? Well, food. The first 11 is food, bread, food. Then you have wool works, and you have leather works, stripping the hides and cutting them and shaping them.
Okay.
Uh-huh. They say it in plural. We say it in singular. So atem amim shasal lanu. Li. No. Tzrachai. So he's saying that they say tzrachai in plural. So it's not just shoes. It's shoes and a lot of other things. But we say the Gemara says to say when you put on your shoes. Therefore, look at the top line. It says lahagrozal. Ein mevorchin bracha zu betishabov uvi yom kippurim ela belayla achar neilas hamenalim.
Why is tzarki not aligned?
Again, it's just set out because. And remember, Jews often lived in societies where they were not walking with shoes. You walk in India, if you go into shul in Cochin with your shoes on, they'll throw you out. Take off your shoes. So where the Rambam writes. Why don't we do that? Because you take off your shoes and socks and wash your feet, and who's going to do that? If you live in a society where you wear shoes and socks, of course you're not going to wash your feet when you come to shul.
He says it just for practical reasons?
No, because where the Rambam was living, they were walking barefoot, and they were coming into shul barefoot. Of course you should wash your feet if you're walking outside barefoot.
Right.
All right? Much more than your hands. All right. Okay, so we're not davening with our, you know.
Yeah,
yeah, Okay, so since the bracha is unique to me, the others don't have the word li in it, so if you are not wearing your regular shoes today, you don't make this bracha. It's not normative halacha, though. You see, notice in the last one it said, im birech zokev kifufim, but here he says, lahagrozal. This is not called Siddur Hagro, it's called the Siddur Vilna. Okay. It has 98% the minhagim of the Gra, but sometimes, all right. Mm-hmm. I tell you, the Mishnah Berurah says you should yesh omrim bracha zubi yom kippur v'tisha b'av. Atem omrim bracha zubi tisha b'av? Can. Atem omrim bracha zubi tisha b'av? Shasoli kol tzarki. Okay. The next one is Hamechin Mitzade Gover. That's where you start. You start to put on your shoes and you start walking. What was Havokar or Talamayim? That's where you're standing up. Mitzade Gover is where you start walking. Uzer Yisrael Bigvura is where you put on your belt. Uter Yisrael B'Sifara. Uter Yisrael B'Sifara is where you put on like a. It says you put on your hat. So the Rosh asks, what was he wearing until now? So, right, some kind of head cover. Because
you should time these like that?
Again, that's what the Gemara says. But we just say it all together because people don't know, they don't remember these things. Mm-hmm. But it's important to at least recognize this morning, important to recognize what they're connecting. Mm-hmm. You have to tell that to people. The tefillin shel rosh should have no space between your flesh of your head and the piece here. I see people it's sticking out. And it's too low. If the tefillin shel rosh is not in the right place, it's not on your head. What's the raya? There's an amazing Yerushalmi in Brachas that says someone was giving shir in the afternoon. And it was getting late, and the Talmud said, Rebbe, It's shkia. You should take off your tefillin, right? Because the minhag was remove your tefillin at night. All he did was he just pushed to the side a little bit. It was okay. It's off. So, however you want to understand that gemara, in the very least, make sure our tefillin is what it should be. Mm-hmm. All right. Then the next one is hanosein la yoif koach, and on this I have to tell you. All right, you look at the two lines in the bottom. You see Hanosein La'yoyef Koach. Lashon HaKatuv Yishayahu Mem Chavtet V'api HaMedrash Chadoshim Labkarim Rabba Emunasecha. Like in Moda'ani, it's a pasuk in Eicha. Every morning I'm rejuvenated. Right? Basar Adam Mafkid Pikadon B'yad Chavero U'machziro Lo Baloi U'mekulkol Aval Adam Mafkid Nishmaso B'yad HaKadosh Baruch Hu V'hi Ayefa. The Medrash says that Hashem, we give Hashem a tired, battered, worn out, torn neshama at night, and in the morning, whew, I'm ready to go. Ka'ari, now this goes full circle with the Gemara in Brachas that says, Bikshu le'kayem nevuat bilam. That they want to make Bilam's prophecy to be the fulfillment of B'shach B'chav Kumecha. We talked about this, right? So what is in Bilam's prophecy? It's Kara Shachav Ka'ari. Kol Boker Kor Ima Brotzka Tzvi, all those things. So we went to sleep tattered. You give your friend a pikadon, you give it to him new, and he gives it back to you tattered. But you give a Kadosh Baruch Hu pikadon, all tattered and torn and worn out, and he gives it to you new. Hanosein la yoif koach. All right? I went to sleep yoif, now I have koach. Why did... Okay. And so, but Yeshamim Shalolo Mar Bracha Zu Ki Lop Katu B'Gemara. This all why? The other Gemara, all the others.
Why is it Ya'ef and not Ayef? Oh, never mind. Okay, fine.
Oh, you mean Ya'ef? a yef. Oh, ken, muchlefes. In Yeshayahu it says yef.
I don't want you to.
Hundreds of words in the Torah. It's not.
Sim Salmon Kevis Kesar.